Hello?
Hey, Jared, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Oh, yeah. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Sorry I missed your call earlier. I was on the
phone
with
right.
a client. Yeah, but I did get your voicemail. Is this a better time for you now?
I could take a few minutes, probably like 15 minutes if you like, can accomplish something.
Yeah, for sure it can.
All right.
Me and you, we spoke previously regarding Google Guaranteed. It was back in January. Do you remember
speaking
with me?
No.
No, okay. No worries. Okay. So Google Guaranteed, right, what it is it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google.
Okay.
The benefit of these leads, okay, is for one, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call.
Right, okay.
Now the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, Jared, if you only pay for qualified leads, meaning if you set an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate with them, okay, or if you quote them over the phone, if you give them pricing, right? Those are both considered qualified leads that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, like, for example, out of your service radius, service you don't provide, solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, those are all deemed as unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. Nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
So a qualified lead, I have to be on a call with the, meaning I have to have contacted the person, correct?
Correct. And an estimate has to be scheduled or a price has to be given. So it's not just contact, okay? It has to be either an estimate scheduled or a quote given over the phone.
Okay, now I will say that does sound significantly better than what I currently do. However, what if you don't, because I don't always give an estimate over the phone if I, you know, think that I can't really, for example, evaluate the tree based on a customer's description if I'm still unsure. I will go in person and give an estimate. So if I don't give an estimate over the phone, what's the other way of you guys considering that a lead worth paying for or qualified lead?
So if you schedule an appointment with that lead, you're still being charged for it. So let me give you an example. Let's say I call you, right, for tree removal, okay? And I say, hey, can you come out Friday at 2:30 to give me an estimate, right? That would be considered a qualified lead you're charged for, okay? Or if I ask, you know, and you're going to know when it's a Google guaranteed lead because it'll come through your phone as LSA lead. So if you give me pricing on that job too, it's going to be considered a qualified lead you're charged for.
So with these leads, Google is tracking the call, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, now, what if I miss the call? I see.
Yeah.
Does the person call, does Google have them call me back? Because I'm guessing if they're a real potential customer, then they, you know, I would like to get in contact with them. They, you know, I don't mind tracking things.
Right. Yeah. So you're going to have a tracking system where you're able to call these leads back, right? So it'll show you every single lead that came through, right? And next to it will say paid or unpaid, which means qualified or unqualified, okay? And if you miss a call, you can call that lead back, and it would still be tracked through Google because it's through their tracking system.
Okay. So I don't have the person's personal phone number is what you're saying.
Well, good question. So kind of a loophole, right? You will have the number. So you could essentially call that number back without using the tracking system, but Google dings you on that too. So like, okay. if your answering rate is really low, it's going to hurt your ranking in Google Guaranteed, which isn't a problem when there's only like two companies using it in the area. But when you have like 12 companies using it and all your leads are on, that's when it's going to become very crucial, you know?
So that's my question is, how many, is there a bunch of companies already doing this in my area? Because I really don't want to be in a giant mix anyway.
Right. No, it's really like the best kept secret right now. A lot of companies don't know about it. Like, you probably know about it because I talked to you in January about it. But like in Syracuse, for example, nobody's using it currently for the tree service vertical. Now,
really?
If I go, yes, sir. Now, if I go over to
like Skinny Atlas. Or Fayetteville, or the surrounding towns, you know, because that's where a lot of tree guys' work comes from.
Fayetteville, New York, nothing showing. Give me another one.
Okay. Marcellus.
Marcellus. Probably going to butcher this. Thank God for autocorrect. Nothing in Marcellus. Let me go into the actual Google Guaranteed system, too. So give me one quick second here.
Okay.
All right. So let me plug it in here. Tree service. Let me just go by zip code real fast. Let's see. Stump removal. And search. Yeah, when I do a search, nobody's using it in Syracuse. Now, if I go to, like, Rochester, for example.
Yeah.
I bet you there's going to, like, give me one quick second. Let me just check.
Yeah, I went on just the five.
Yep. So Rochester, New York, currently there's Branch Specialist, Rochester, Monster Tree Service, and that's it with their leads on. So there's two companies just in Rochester with the leads on. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 other companies who currently have their leads off, right? So in a situation
in Rochester?
In Rochester, yes, sir.
Okay. So in Syracuse, were there no companies total, or how many
companies
were there?
No companies total. No companies targeting Syracuse currently for the tree service vertical on Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good to know. How much are the leads?
Yeah, so the cost per lead hasn't changed since the last time we talked. So let me pull those up real fast. I know I checked it out right before I called you. Okay, so the cost per qualified lead for the tree service vertical, it's $40 per lead.
Okay. What's the how do you gauge how frequently leads would be coming in? You know, like how many leads did I really get?
So Google requires a minimum budget to guarantee you up to 13 leads. Okay.
Okay.
To give you an example, though, I have a client in Florida who takes on 200 leads a month. So the sky's really the limit. But let's say, so the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads, it's going to be 40 times 13, which is 520, right?
Okay.
The way that lead budget works is it does roll over. So let's say you do 13 lead minimum budget, and you get 13 qualified leads, where you scheduled an estimate or you quoted them over the phone, right?
Okay.
You won't go over the lead budget you set. Okay, so it would stop there. And the following month, you would be charged $520 to replenish your lead budget. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say you got one qualified lead and you decided to pause your leads for whatever reason. Booked out, on vacation, like whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
The following month, you're not charged $520. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $40. Okay?
Okay.
So it would work the same way if you have like a 30 lead budget, 40 lead budget, whatever it is you set. Does that make sense?
So I'm trying to figure. So let's say I you have to spend a minimum of what, $500 or five something.
You have to have a budget allocation for a minimum of 13 leads for the month. That's just a rule that Google has. So
that,
yeah, go ahead.
Let's see here. That's 520. Is that right?
520. Yes, but here's okay. Here's the thing, though. Like, let's say, and I'm just using 13 leads as an example. A lot of clients go way over that. But let's say, like, so 13 leads is the minimum budget requirement. That doesn't mean you have to take 13 leads on or however many leads you have in your budget. So, like, let's say, for example, you got approved at that 13 lead budget. You could pause your lead right away. It's just in order to activate it, you have to have a budget allocation of at least 13 leads. Is the way that works. Does that make sense or clarify?
So, sort of. I'm actually up in a tree.
Right.
So I took a second to let me just tie down my ladder here. Then I'll get back with you.
Yeah, take your time, brother. In the meantime, I'm
going to resend
those emails, too, that I sent to you in January.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So if I spend only one lead,
right.
Or let's say I spend five leads or whatever, if I don't spend the full amount, can I not get charged until I spend the full amount? Or how does it work?
Great question. Okay, so at the minimum budget requirement, so at 13 leads, the answer to that is no. Because remember, starting that month, you have to have a 13 lead budget, right? So, like, if you take on five qualified leads, in order to activate it for the next month, you need that 13 lead budget in there. So they're going to charge you for the five leads to be able to reactivate it and replenish your 13 lead budget. Now, my guy in Florida, right, like, for example, at a 200 lead budget, like, when it's, like, winter months, he doesn't hit 200. He does the entire state, too, right? Florida's pretty big.
Okay.
So, for example, he can do that. Like, he can run his all the way till it goes to 13 leads before, he replenishes the budget. But when you're doing the minimum requirement, every month it's going to have to replenish. So you're meeting that minimum threshold. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. You know? So you really think I'm going to get 13 leads
easy
every month?
Easily, for sure. Especially in your situation, like in Syracuse and like the first three areas you gave me for targeting, nobody else is using it there. So you're the very, very first and the top one that's going to show up in all those locations. You know what I'm saying? So
now, I'm just curious as to why, because first you said this is getting more popular, and I'm wondering why there's no one, but no one at all, in my area doing this yet.
So let me ask you like this: you've seen like Home Advisor commercials, right? And Thumbtack commercials, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a Google Guaranteed commercial?
No, I don't believe so.
They don't really advertise it, you know? So it's actually a really good benefit to you. Imagine Thumbtack if they didn't have so many users, right? Like so many companies in there. Like it is the best time to get into Google Guaranteed because a lot of these companies do not know about it. And it's an amazing platform. It's really, in my opinion, best lead program on the market currently.
Okay. Well, I'll, consider it. I want to get a few more, a little bit more saved up. And then this thing here, I may give it a try. I've never tried it before. It does sound interesting. Do you have any, I guess, I usually ask companies like Thumbtack and Home Advisor and whatnot, well, mm-hmm. what's your past 30-day, you know, experience with customers coming, requesting work? But if you say it's going to be at least 13 people, then I don't feel the need to ask that, as mm-hmm. long as that really should be the case.
The very first step to this platform, so I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, right?
Okay.
The Google Guaranteed platform, the first step is the application process. So we don't charge whatever lead budget you set until you finish the application through Google Guaranteed. So let me re-verify, because it's been a while since we talked. Is the company still currently insured?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're insured. Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
and perfect. Licensing actually isn't required for your vertical and area, but insurance is.
Okay.
It does show me, too, you have the minimum amount of reviews required. They require 3. You're ahead of that. Mm-hmm. Background check. So they do require on any face-to-face employees, okay? In other words, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. You would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah, I don't have a big crew of guys. It is just me. I do all of the talking to my clients. The only time I wouldn't do, I may have someone else talk to them is if, A, like a friend of mine said, hey, Jared, I have a customer. Some of my friends are contractors. Of, hey, I have a customer I'm building a fence for. She wants a tree down. So I may ask, okay, cool. Ask her a few questions about it. I may do something like that. But I don't know. Maybe that's not what you're talking about.
No. They just want to do a back. Like, if you subcontract and stuff, you're good. But on these guaranteed leads, you'll be fine. And you pass the background through Thumbtack, so you'll pass it through Google. You know.
I did. I've passed it. Everything I've been examined for. So I generally do my own estimates and talking to the customer. Like I said, if I ever can, I do collaborate with like other, I will work with a contractor, but as far as the tree stuff, I'm the main one typically communicating with the customers.
Yeah, like you're good. This is just to get you approved for Google Guaranteed specifically, you know? So and they don't have like a van driving around. So even if you have like, you know, if you subcontract some guys or something, like you'll be perfectly fine. So, but that would be the first step. So I'm sending you everything in writing. Okay. The application process, what we send in writing is that it could take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person though that sets these up. When you get everything to us ASAP, typically we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically.
Okay.
Okay. We do charge a one-time application/management fee, okay, for Google Guaranteed. That is for $250, okay? So, like, at startup, if you decide to do this, all that to do is the $250 fee, right? After we get you approved for Google Guaranteed, right, you're going to get a text, email, and phone call verification making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. And that's when whatever lead budget you set would be charged for the leads.
Okay.
Okay. So we don't charge the leads until we're ready to turn them on, basically, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I will think about that. I'm going to get back to my work now. But I know I'm not ready to do it now. And honestly, I'm not sure if I would, but it is interesting. So I will think about it. I like to set money aside for investing and work and stuff. So I just may reach out if I set something aside. So you're saying basically $520 for the minimum amount of leads, also $250 for the startup part
of it? Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's like, okay.
250 almost plus 520 is what you want to have ready, basically. Yeah, but 250 at startup, correct.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. Okay, well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I highly recommend, though, because I got a really good memory. I remember speaking with you in January, too, and it was kind of, you know, you wanted to look into it as well. So I highly recommend. I sent you everything again via email. Look at it. It is an amazing platform.
I'll check that out.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, brother. Oh, hello?